triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to another hopefully exciting edition of our PM edition of Radio Biafra transmission on this very day. Today is the first day of April in the year of our Lord 2015, the day that Boko Haram has gone into power. The day that a terrorist is now officially the president of the Zoological Republic. A day that Hausa Fulani has taken what belongs to them. A day that darkness has befallen everybody. It's quite unfortunate. Even today, Buhari was wearing black. Did you see it? Black and black. Darkness has come. Some of these things are very poignant. You may not be able to observe it or notice it. But we do so here on Radio Biafra, IPOB and beyond. Therefore, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world. And one thing is also happening. Those of you born of Hausa blood, some of you are now beginning to leave us. And I say good riddance and goodbye. Your brother has won. Even Wobuda has come out. They're now beginning to come out. Nobody has spoken, I think, for the first time in nearly 6 years. Nobody has spoken to congratulate his brother on his victory. Everybody, if you know you are possessed of Hausa Fulani blood and you are part of the IPOB anywhere, please, we ask you to resign. We ask you to leave us. Please try and walk away from us. We are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why here we praise heaven. Here we offer adulation and adoration. Here also, every honor and every praise, everything that we are today, we were yesterday, likely to become tomorrow and going into the future, we owe to the mercy and grace of the throne of heaven occupied by Chukwu Abiama. That is why we worship him. That is why we praise him, because there is no other name worthy of praise apart from that of Chukwu Abiama. Here we don't worship idol. Here we don't worship white man's god, Arusi. Here we do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. And as we are commanded in Exodus chapter 20 verse 1, we do not have any other God apart from the Lord of hosts, apart from Chukwu Abiama. That is why we call upon him to bring his enduring and abiding love and mercy to always be before us, behind us, to our left and to our right, as we embark upon this very journey that he asked us to come here to do. That is why we never get tired praising him. That is why we will never ever get tired honoring him. This evening we have come as we came in the morning to preach a gospel of restoration, a gospel of hope, a gospel of redemption, a gospel of freedom, the gospel that will unchain, that will unbind those of them shackled by iniquity, those of them shackled by darkness, those of them shackled by hate, those of them shackled by Islam. We have come to worship heaven. We have come to set the children of light free, to restore light into their lives and to chase away darkness. That is why we have brought knowledge, education, and wisdom. We have brought enlightenment. We have brought consistency. We have brought incorruptibility. We have brought virtue. We have brought what makes us whiter than white and whiter than snow. Therefore, if you are aspiring to be part of this very family, there are some things you must adhere to, that in the end, Chukwu Abiama will receive every grace, every honor, every grace, and every glory, mind you. Every glory will go to heaven, that his name will be praised here in this new land, now and forever. Wherever you are, we are live and interactive. The time here now is 14 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. The same way it is right across this very planet, irrespective of where you are. Your time zone is immaterial. If you look at your clock right now, the time is 14 minutes past. It can be 1 a.m. in the morning, 4, 5 a.m., it doesn't matter. If you look at your clock, wherever you are, it is 14 minutes past the top of the hour. We are in Biafra land. We are being listened to all over the world. IPOB families are scattered all around this very earth. We have come with truth. We have come with honesty. We have come with consistency. We have come with a message that will liberate, that will set free, a message that will drown darkness, a message of upliftment, a message that will make sure that Chukwu Abiama will continually bless us now and forever as we perform this very noble task, this very noble duty, that his name may be worshipped here and no other name, none whatsoever. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra right across this very planet, the commander of all Haloyu forces, and there are many of them here, I can tell you that. By the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, the Father in Heaven, creation, the beginning and the end, Okike, I will now and forever remain your faithful and loyal servant. And as we do so, we work tirelessly towards the restoration of God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. We are without blemish. We are without reproach. We are mortal, no doubt about that. But our message is immortal. It will live forever and ever because we have returned God's children back to him. We welcome you wherever you are. We accept graciously your presence this very evening, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are, around this very planet Earth. And we ask you, therefore, to tell those of them around you, wake them up, let them understand what we are doing, let them appreciate the essence of this very work that we're doing. Let them also come to the realization that enlightenment is key. We need knowledge, we need wisdom, we need enlightenment because people perish, as the scripture reminds us, due to lack of knowledge. Here we supply knowledge in abundance that we may go forth to do what is right and that we may go forth to restore God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. And that very kingdom is called Biafra. It will be founded on truth and honesty. Truth is life, therefore it will be founded on truth and honesty. Henceforth, we are not at liberty to divulge or to disclose the plans we are making. If you're calling us an air and asking us the plans that we are making, I will simply ignore you. It is not prudent, it is not safe, and it is not the right thing to do. If you want to find out anything we are doing, go and join the nearest family to you. Go and become part of IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, where you are. Make your contribution via that means. It could be anything, it could be verbal, it could be in kind, it doesn't really matter. but never come on air to ask us what our plans are, because we will not tell you. Henceforth, even those we are meeting, we are not going to tell you anymore. What we have, we will not tell you. Our state of preparedness, we are not going to tell you. Just watch and see. One thing you must bear in mind all the times that we have never failed before. We have never ever failed before. We are not going to fail now. There is nothing we have said that we have not done. We have done everything. Therefore, you must trust us. Therefore, you must bring everything you have to bear upon this very effort to ensure that collectively we go and restore God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. I can see that some of you are no longer staying true to the cause. Some of you on Facebook are removing the banner, the announcement we made that there is no election come March and April. That's what we said. We didn't say March only. We said March and April. There will be no election here on the 11th of April. If you have removed your profile picture from Facebook, from that very announcement, I ask you to go and put it back up again. Go and put it back up again. Go and put it back up again. Very, very important. Very, very important. Very important. We are also being reminded this evening of the very gallant speech and statements made by our brothers in the Niger Delta, of course, being spoken through the words or the mouth of Asare Dokubo, for what he said, for his very generous, warm and kind words towards Biafra. We welcome that immensely, and that is as far as we are prepared to go on that very front. We welcome it that the deepening of the unity between South, South and Southeast is continuing, and no more will Hausa people divide us. Hausa Fulani, Yoruba conspirators will no longer divide us. They will flood the whole of the South, South and Niger Delta. They will raise their children from Igbo land like Nwobodo. They will tell you Buhari is your father, has come here with Quran. They will even convert Owerri into another Mecca. But we are going to remain very firm and very resolute. We are going to make sure that we prevail against these enemies of heaven. And we are going to do that, making sure we anchor everything we do upon truth, honesty, incorruptibility, and consistency. Philosophical and ideological consistency, we do not change. This very announcement said March / April. We have told the world we're not going to vote, and we are not going to vote. If you have removed the no vote banner you had before, put it back up again. We are training you to be consistent. Over the moon, once you lose one particular sector in a battle, you abandon ship and run away. Here, we train you to be very, very strong and determined and resolute. Never, ever give up. You will continue fighting as long as you breathe. You will fight. And in the end, you will win. That is the way we win here, always. We never give up. We continue. Our relentlessness is our banner to glory. We never, ever stop. We keep marching forward. Irrespective of the circumstance, it doesn't matter. We keep marching forward, doing what we are doing. Consistency is the key. We eventually wear our enemies down and we overcome them. And that is exactly what we are going to do. I welcome you once again. Welcome those around you. We are also going to open our lines this evening. And once we do so, you will be able to call us. I don't know the performance of Skype, but we shall also try this very evening. Once again, the studio line with which or through which you'll be able to get hold of us remains 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. We are also on 0902-150-7326. Our universal number, which was very intermittent this morning, remains +44 208 133 9976. Our inquiry line is there, and I shall give that to you later on. Please, anytime you come to listen to us, if you can, endeavor to bring a pen and a piece of paper, please. There are important things you may want to note, there are critical things you may wish to note or to jot down for future reference. There may be things which are likely to escape your memory. If your memory is not that good, all you need to do is to write it down to enable you remember as time goes on. We welcome you once again. This is your radio station, which you fund, because Radio Biafra is funded by the public, IPOB. They pay for Radio Biafra. No politician can come here. Nobody. There is nothing we have ever wanted to do which we have not been able to do. As long as the editorial board is there, as long as the Directorate of State is there, headed by Mazu Chenda Asiebu, as long as all our national coordinators are working, zonal coordinators, under the able leadership of Engineer Clifford Iranyam, our COC, there is nothing we have not been able to do. In National Game, we have done all of them. And those we said we are going to do, we have commenced doing them already. It's as simple as that. We welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. I will proceed in the absence of the very eminent barrister who, for limitations with connectivity here, is unable to join us. Please, unable to join us. Barrister, we are doing the best we can. We are doing the best we can. Can somebody see if they can try and reach barrister with another number, please? Can you give them a number through which barrister can reach us, so that we will be able to get hold of him and he can speak to us? We continue. We move on. This is Radio Biafra. We will therefore proceed to give you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Because this evening will not be an exception like the rest. Like the rest of the days, we will give you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Buhari victory is not Yoruba gang up against Niger Delta Igbo Middle Belt groups. But what Asare Dokobo said was Biafra. But because they ganged up against us, of course they have to. What they are saying now is that it is Igbo, no longer Biafra. But according to the original statement that was made, the word that was used is Biafra. But all of a sudden, they have changed it to Igbo. That is the zoo journalist for you. There is something spectacular happening. They are going to introduce a worldwide blanket ban on the use of the word Biafra. This is at the instigation of some people in high places, especially within the Zoological Republic. Instead of writing the news the way it is, they have decided to abbreviate, to truncate, to cut, to shrink, I would say. But the headline is there for all to hear and to feel. That Buhari's victory is not Yoruba gang up against Niger Delta Igbo Middle Belt, which is in essence Biafra. For those of you who are keen students of Radio Biafra and what we teach here, this is exactly what we have been preaching for 2.5 years. That when the chips are down, Yoruba will gang up with Hausa. They will come against us. I told you that here, Radio Biafra, since 2.5 years ago. Jonathan, if you go to the polls, you will lose. I made it categorical that Yoruba will gang up with Hausa. Those of you who download Radio Biafra, go back to all our previous broadcasts. You will find it is replete with this very comment. Yoruba will always side with Hausa. Nambuko Bidore didn't start now. It started from the beginning. What they have done to Jonathan, they did to Jonathan's namesake, Azikiwe. they ganged up against him. Who ganged up against Azikiwe? Yoruba and Hausa Fulani. Do you know why they ganged up against Jonathan? Because in Yoruba land, they are disproportionately Islam. 55% of Yorubas are Muslims. Their loyalty lies with Sokoto Caliphate. From there to the Arab world. These are the permutations that should be very visible and clear to any student of contemporary politics, assuming you are actually in a university studying. If you go back in history, you will see that Yoruba and Hausa have always aligned. Why? Because Fulani conquered Hausa. Hausa conquered Yoruba, conquered TV, conquered Gwari, conquered everybody and submitted them to Sokoto Caliphate. They will always cooperate. I'm even surprised that some parts of Middle Belt, a scattering of a few states there, actually went for Jonathan. I don't know how that was possible. If you look at the map today of Buhari's victory, you will see that it is Islam against the children of God. It's not that we did not want Jonathan. Jonathan was warned, and but it's very typical. The same disease Ironsi suffered, the same disease with Azikiwe, the same disease all of them, Chubo Kadibo, the same disease when they get into office. All the Konwehenawuhani meant they don't listen anymore to common sense and reason. And Jonathan has paid the price. If it was an Hausa man in charge, will you hand over to Jonathan had he won under the same circumstance? The answer is no. If you take over and Hausa doesn't trust you, they will truncate it. Look at Abiola's case, for instance. They only allow those they want to be in power. Hausa may not be answering president of the zoo, but they are in power. What did Jonathan do for us? Nothing. Why? Because Hausa told him you don't do anything. It was Jonathan building a bridge for free in Kano, but in Second Niger Bridge was not built and will never be built, for your information. Buhari's victory is Hausa Fulani. They don't want to write Hausa. They said not, which is what is not. Hausa Fulani and Yoruba gang up against Biafra, which comprises of Niger Delta, Igbo, and some parts of Middle Belt, which is Igala and Idoma. So they are right, in a way. But instead of you to write Niger Delta, Igbo, Middle Belt, no, we are one people. By Middle Belt, I mean Igala and Idoma. You should have just written one single word, Biafra. And that would have done it for us. But the newspapers, they got together, they ganged up, they said, nobody should mention Biafra anymore. That is why all of you listening must support our effort. We want to introduce our own 24-hour television, satellite all over the world. So they will be telling the world exactly what is happening to us, because nobody is going to listen unless you tell the world that you are suffering. We continue. I'm sure I reminded everybody that in Igwacha, which is Port Harcourt, that Radio Biafra is broadcasting on CHK 88.0 in Port Harcourt and its environs. In other places, we are on 97.6. We are on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster, and also online. If you are lost, if you have somebody who is in Cambodia, in Vietnam, in South Korea, in Macau, in Hong Kong, in China, in Indonesia, in Thailand, in Malaysia, those of you in Taiwan, the ones in all these places we have Biafran families, the ones in the Philippines, even those in Angola, in Mozambique, in Congo DRC, in South Africa, the ones in Ghana, the ones in Benin Republic, the ones in Togo, the ones in Africa, those of you in Morocco. I will not forget those of you in Israel that have kept faith with us, never changing. In all these places, you can listen to Radio Biafra simultaneously with other Biafran family members around the world. Just go online, go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, and they will give you all the options to follow. Therefore, we remain the largest indigenous broadcaster in the whole world, representing the indigenous people of Biafra, of course, as funded and supported by IPOB, indigenous people of Biafra. Anything else is fake. That I can tell you categorically. If you say they're not fake, you come out, let's debate. One question and you they will all unravel. Are you doing it in spirit and in truth? As simple as that. If you are not, then you are not a Biafran, because we do not lie. And I had to ask. We don't lie. If you're doing Biafra and lying like Ifajuna of our time, then you can never be a Biafran. And Chukwa Biama can never love thee. It's impossible. We continue. I look forward to working with my fellow Islam, according to Obama. I look forward to working with Buhari on our shared priorities. What is that? Islamization. The spread of Islam. And I ask those that work for you, not just for me. Have you ever heard Obama before say something like this about Jonathan? I want to work with Jonathan. The answer is no. Obama was waiting all this while for his brother to come in, a fellow Muslim. He's now saying, I look forward to working with Buhari on our shared priorities. Buhari is a terrorist. Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. Buhari publicly admitted that. He said he would burn down the zoo, and he did. He said he would kill, and he killed. Buhari also said an attack against Boko Haram is an attack. You people, you are very fickle. Of course, you know, Wendy COG, what do you know? Black people. You forget so easily. That is why you people can never, ever be developed economically, politically, socially, and otherwise. You can never be. Because you lack one fundamental human attribute necessary. The essential characterization of human advancement is predicated on the possession of at least a viable consciousness. You people are not conscious of your environment. How can all of you allow somebody where INEC of Jega said minimum requirement to run is XYZ. Buhari doesn't have it. Buhari said, I will kill you people, and he did. Today, some are celebrating him because his brother, Tahiru Jega, rigged him into power. Everybody knows that Southern Kaduna did not vote for Buhari. It's very clear for all to see. But somehow, they used their, not that Jonathan helped any. Jonathan was incompetent. That's a matter of fact. Jonathan was hopelessly incompetent. That is a fact of life. Unless you're not a human being. But Buhari did not win either. They were very, very determined to give the power to Islam, and Obama is congratulating his fellow Muslim. We continue. Suspected Fulani militias killed 30 in Suswam's town. This news is breaking today because they are now in power. Hana choosing Nama now on a express road. No more inside. You know, before you see their Nama on the wayside on the express road. Because their brother is in, because Boko Haram is now in power. They will bring their cattle to the middle of the express. Your lives are about to become even more difficult, and that will allow Biafra to emerge. The emergence of Biafra is imminent. I want to prove to some people, collectively as IPOB family level, we want to prove to the world that he who stands with us is greater than all of them combined. Some of you do not believe in the might of heaven, but I do. And this year, Chukwabi Amagegosian in Koji Buruji. You are about to witness a miracle. Remember that anything we say here comes to pass. you are about to see something that is so spectacular you will not believe it. The only thing that will make me angry with all of you is once Biafra comes, you go back to worshipping idol. You go back to following European gods. I'm telling you. But as for Chukwu Abiamah to prove that he's God, it will happen this year, 2015. I have no doubt about it. Or at least its commencement is this very year. But I must warn you, you never ever go back to idol worship. Never follow foreign gods, because Chukwu Abiamah will not be happy. Fulani headsmen, they are the only ones that kill people. It's always Fulani. I was a Fulani headsman. They will keep killing people. But why is the question? Nobody can provide the answer. Nobody can. Islamic State, those of them that share the same ideology with Buhari, I think Boko Haram is now part of ISIS, yes? Which means that Buhari is now part of ISIS. He's the chief sponsor. And of course, Obama is doing all he can to support ISIS. Some of you don't know this. Do you know that ISIS have now captured some parts of Damascus? The historic and ancient city of Damascus is under sustained ISIS attacks. Obama is claiming that he doesn't know how to stop them. But George Bush did. But you cannot. Obama has a wider Islamization agenda that some people are too scared to mention. Under Obama's watch, did the United States of America go from being the number one in the world in everything to number two behind China? Under the watch of a black man. I'm not surprised. We tell you the truth. Is America now, has China not overtaken America in terms of economy? The first time in history. Why? Because a black man is in charge in America. And shouldn't be. The issues that worked against Jonathan's re-election, there are many of them. Jonathan was simply incompetent. It's as simple as that. Hopelessly incompetent. There is nothing that kills a leader than indecisiveness. You have to be decisive. You take a decision and you stand on it no matter what is happening. That is what makes you a leader. This one, if they push him to the right, he goes. He will go to, he looks like Kabiyesi when he goes to Osun State. He doesn't know who he is. Somebody said the head of state shaking the hands of somebody with two hands. Head of state. Jonathan was an absolute disgrace to the office of the presidency. And that also is the truth. You may not like it, but do we give a damn? No, we don't. Jonathan was incompetent to the core. But in keeping with the life of the zoological republic, from incompetency to terrorism, there is no respite. From abject incompetency to devastating terrorism, choose one. As I called it, the devil's alternative. Whichever option you choose, men will die. Boko Haram will soon know the strength of our collective will. According to Buhari, Boko Haram will know the... So Obama is now willing to help his brother when he flatly refused to help Jonathan. But Buhari, the might of Russia did not stop the same ideology. Is America not fighting ISIS? They were fighting ISIS before, but now ISIS is at the gates of Damascus to take over Syria. So what can they do against Boko Haram? Nothing. Absolutely. Arabs have not taken over. Islam is on the march. Some of you are about to get what is called a rude awakening. Obiano and PDP, they trade blames. Criminals trading blames. I am not accusing Obiano. Has he done anything bad, Obiano, since he went in? Has he stolen money? He's doing well? By their standards, that is. By the zoo standards, Obiano appears to be doing well. He has not stolen any money yet. Any those Roshi and Adosayeba Osubozubo. We don't waste time here. He had better not steal money. Any day he steals anything, he's finished. I'm sure he understands that too. Obiano and PDP trade blames. And I don't know if some of you know that APC is now the majority in the house as well. Do you know that? Islam all the way through. Do you people also know that Islam is in the constitution of the zoo? But no Christian. There is Muhammad there, isn't it? But no Jesus Christ. Church Abbas Agoneban. My goodness me. My goodness me. Incredible. Buhari has won, but Akpabio is saying that PDP will not lose their states. You know, there is something people don't understand about this very place. Do you know that people can vote anything you like, but once Atahiru Jiga calls the commissioner, they can change the result there and then, isn't it? Eh? So even Abga can be winning, but once the resident electoral commissioner stands up to say that this is the result, I think that is final, isn't it? Free and fair elections indeed. Baboons and monkeys everywhere. Akpabio says EDP will not lose their states in the gubernatorial elections. In his dreams. In his dreams. Jonathan and PDP governors meet. That is the end of PDP. They'll form a new super alliance. I don't believe in zoo politics. I believe in Biafra. That's what I believe in. Is that the barrister? Have you given him the number to call? Wonderful. Service chiefs also visit Jonathan according to our headlines this evening. We are live and we are direct. Service chiefs meet Jonathan. This is the zoo's finest moment from one criminal to another. Tinubu is a thief. Buhari, are you going to investigate him? Because if you don't have all the facts, we do. Buhari, are you not aware of Tinubu's 19 bank accounts? Because we have them. We can give them to you to investigate. In case you're looking for something to do. Fire, they said, have now gutted Murtala Muhammad Airport arrival wing. Imirigidego. That was the same wing that Yorubas insisted that Stella Odua must leave to give them the contract. Oh, Yoruba. Yoruba. The reason why they wanted Stella Odua to leave aviation ministry was because they wanted that airport contract. And they got it. The hapless Jonathan gave it to them. Do you know that they have eaten all the money? Buhari has gone into power. So to disguise the amount of work or non-job they have, they burnt it down. So if you call, oh God, we spent all the money now. Can't you see fire? Fraud. Since when did airport start burning? Flat land every minute. How did it burn? How? I'm sure you know what they're going to say. What do you think they will say is the cause of the fire? Electrical fault. That the transformer was sparking. And when you get your the money is gone. I told Jonathan, the airport refurbishment is a fraud. And also, people are talking about, have you been to Port Harcourt Airport? All through, there is a burnt out building, a building, a terminal inside the airport. Jonathan couldn't fix it. If you come, they will take you to a canopy, and process you in a canopy. International flight, in a canopy. For how many years Jonathan was in power? Even Port Harcourt International Airport did not get the required uplift that he needed. They are still processing people in a tent. Jonathan is the architect of his own downfall. He was incompetent, for goodness sake. My Lord in heaven. Jonathan was useless in office. Completely useless. And that is a fact. If you understand and want good things for yourself and your children, you will know that the man was grossly incompetent. Now the news in greater detail with the time now standing at very close to 13 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening here in Biafra land. We are live and we are direct. and the whole world is listening. Humanity, even the penguins in the South Pole are listening. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. It is compulsive listening. You have to, even if you hate us, you will listen. Because even our most ardent, idiotic critics, they understand one simple fact. That here we speak the truth always, regardless of the... If you ask Jonathan, Jonathan will tell you, I'm incompetent. He will tell you so himself. Some have even posited a theory that Jonathan was even looking for a way to hand over and just run away. That was why. Why couldn't Jonathan say to the world, I saw seven-year-olds voting. How can we allow this to continue? I was suffering and Yoruba used their media hegemony to... Oh my God, India, eh? Anyway, the zoo is coming to an end. The news in greater detail, please. The news in far more greater detail. The Niger Delta People Salvation Front and the Niger Delta People Volunteer Force, led by Asare Dokubo, have described the emergence of President-elect General Muhammadu Buhari in the presidential election as a conspiracy of the North Yoruba against the Niger Delta, Southeast, and Middle Belt. In other words, Biafra. The groups, in a statement by Mr. Rex Anigoro, said it is not a victory of the people, but victory of regional conspiracy and supremacy. Now you know. I thought they said Igbo man is the problem. Abuhaneku. God. Did Ojukwu say good morning to some people a while ago? I also say good evening to them this evening. Because they are listening. South-South is listening. Niger Delta is listening. Is this not the same thing we've been telling you on Radio Biafra since time immemorial? That our Fulani do not love you. Now, Igbo man is the problem. Yet Igbo man voted for Jonathan. Igbo man is the problem, but Hausa did not vote for Jonathan. The Hausa, Hausa, Yoruba telling you Igbo man is your problem. Did they vote for Jonathan? The answer is no. Yoruba never ever voted for Jonathan. It was either ACN or APC. And before that it was AD, is that correct? It was AD, ACN, then APC. Is that not the case? But the same people, they say Igbo man is their problem. The same Igbo man kept voting for Jonathan. Kept voting for Jonathan. If you ask them why, they'll say because he's our brother. If Niger Delta doesn't learn anything now, they will never learn anything in their life again. Together as one, we stand. We march and we win. If you allow Awosa to come to you again, they may come and build one or two roads for you and spread money to some of you because hunger, up at the Ebenina. Out of hunger and poverty, some of you may be bamboozled into accepting the stance of the Awosa Fulani. But the fact remains, they don't love you. And will never, ever love you or vote for you. Impossible. Do you think that after Buhari has finished being in power, that the power will come to you? The answer is no. Never, ever again. It will no longer happen. It's over. The only choice you have facing you is Biafra. As simple as that. We continue with what this gentleman is saying, the spokesperson for these Niger Delta groups. It clearly reinforces the fact of self-determination and the truth that Nigeria remains a very divided and separated entity whose claim to unity remains a fraud of gargantuan proportion. A fraud of immense proportion. That the zoo called Nigeria is a fraud. That is what Niger Delta is saying. The same arguments Ojukwu posited in 1966-67. How many years is it now that it has taken them to realize that fact? You know, the thing about the truth is that anyhow you bend it, it remains the truth. Over time, That is why there was a preacher that said that victory will always vindicate the just. It is now clear to Niger Delta that Ojukwu was right. All the way back in 1966, getting close to half a century. Very, very clear to the whole world that His Excellency was correct. Do you see what happens to truth? Do you know how many people have died believing that Igbo man is the problem for Niger Delta? Do you know how many Niger Delta people have died believing that they went to their grave thinking Igbo man is my problem, Igbo man is my problem, until they died? But now their children are realizing that Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba is actually their problem, not the Igbo man. Isn't that very clear now to everybody to see? Very, very clear. The same words Ojukwu used, in case I will read it again, it clearly reinforces, that is Buhari's victory, clearly reinforces the fact of self-determination. Now we want to go our separate ways. Nigeria, we are not interested in you anymore. Go your own way. Let us remain where we come from. Or else we all die here together. That is a promise. You come after our children, we go after your children. Isn't it very easy? I wonder what Omar said. Don't have kids, children? You know, they're so stupid. You know, sometimes they say, people say to me, oh, and they came and they shot my brothers and they killed my sister. The person that shot your brother, don't they have brothers? And if they kill you, you kill them back. We know where Buhari's children are. We kill them as well. What is your problem? Why are you people afraid? Buhari will kill the children. Simple. Why are you afraid? What for? Don't they bleed? Do they not bleed, I ask you? We are Biafrans. Never forget that. One of the most intelligent and resourceful people on earth. You must understand that very well. We may be in Black Africa, but this brain is functioning very, very well. We will find them and kill them. Do you understand what we are saying? Any IPOB member falls, God is my witness, we will hunt their children down and slaughter them like wild animals. We will not go first. They will come for us first. If they kill any IPOB member, God Chukwu Abiama is my witness. Because what we are looking for is just and right before God in heaven and man on this very earth. I am not looking for Katsina State. I'm not looking to take over Niger State. Stay where you are. I want to stay in my father's compound. We don't wear the same type of clothing, not the same type of food, not language, not culture, not value system. I should not be in the same country with you. Be on your own with your Sharia. I wish you well. Any day I come to your country, I will dress in Babariga and come and be Sharia. My wife will cover her head out of deference because she is in a foreign territory. As simple as that. I don't know why we find African people find it difficult to reason like human beings, to articulate their way out of a complex situation. But here we're only helping you to do so. This is Radio Biafra. And we must continue. The voting pattern, I love this news, so please allow me to dwell on it. The voting pattern has clearly shown that the Gambari North and the Yorubas are united in the conquest of the Niger Deltans and the Igbos of defunct Biafra. At least they are moving closer to us. We should be moving closer to them. Yes, we are one people. As they are coming closer, we are also moving. Very soon, we will lock together. And that gap through which Hausa, Fulani comes will be closed to them. And then we commence our march. We know what we are doing. They have come to conquer Niger Delta and the Biafran people. Now used as pawns, the people of the Middle Belt. They are the pawns in between. We remain a people separated by our ideologies and interests. We are not integrated nor reconciled, and I love that very much. They are speaking, and I welcome it and I love it. I said, I call my mom Garuno no wa that Niger Delta are more Biafran than we are. Did I not say that? Everything I say comes to pass. Apart from IPOB, are there any group of people say who can say this thing they have said from Niger Delta? Is there even Ifajuna cannot say this? Owasrike claiming he's fighting for Biafra cannot say what Niger Delta is saying about Biafra. Now, this very minute, they can say it, can't they? That tells you all you need to know. I repeat what I said before. Niger Delta is more prepared for Biafra than you are. So stop asking me, have you contacted them? No. They are waiting for you. You don't know that, do you? But now you do. We continue. I look forward to working with my brother Buhari on our shared Islamic priorities according to Obama. United States President Barack Obama has reacted to the outcome of the ZOO presidential election, expressing satisfaction with the displayed commitment to democratic principles. So CIA did not see that children were voting? CIA didn't see 7-year-olds voting to tell Obama you're president? Or maybe Obama ignored it? So Obama, you did not hear that people died at Ihiala, being shot dead. So Obama, please Obama, if you go to Our Lady Hospital, at where is that Our Lady? Is it Ihiala, isn't it? Our Lady, you know when you're traveling to, that's a hospital, Roman Catholic, it's called Our Lady Hospital. Where is that Mbidi or Unudi? I don't understand. Or is it Uno Uli? Our Lady Hospital. I want to know where it is. Ihiala is an Ihiala. You people are not observant when you're traveling or what? You've not seen, I see Our Lady's Hospital. If you're traveling to Owerri, from Onitsha, it's on the left-hand side. Please. Obama, there are bullet wound victims at Our Lady's Hospital at Ihiala. One person was killed when they were pursuing him. He ran out of the road. Mota Kubue. He died. Was run over by a vehicle. A policeman and a civilian died the following day at the same Ihiala. A few of them are now at Our Lady's Hospital receiving treatment to gunshot wounds that they sustained. Obama, a black man of is a, what do you expect from blacks in the Okwuasi? Liars and deceivers, black people. Obama is standing up and telling the world everything went smooth, everything went swimmingly well. So Obama, this INEC offices they burnt down, you didn't hear about it? Obama, the INEC officers shot dead. Oh my God. This burden, Uche Mefo, please. I think I need a break. There is something wrong with black people. A black man in America is the American president lying through his teeth, and he calls himself a president. What the nonsense you had here is that voting? Is that election? Oh my God. Let's continue. In a statement released by the U.S. Embassy in the ZOO on Wednesday, being today, Obama commended the ruling party candidate, President Goodluck Jonathan, for conceding defeat and congratulating the winner, Muhammadu Buhari of the opposition APC, while calling on the monkeys and the baboons that call themselves Nigerians to exhibit peaceful conduct during the last lap of the elections. Obama assured that he would work with the incoming Islamic government under the leadership of the terrorist Buhari on our shared priorities, which is Islam. In inverted commas, this is a quotation mark. What is their priority? Islam. Because Obama is Islam. You know, when they wanted to vote this man in America, I campaigned and I said I will not vote for somebody because they are black. I vote for you based on your policies. People were, oh no, if he goes in there, it will elevate black, it will put up black people, raise their profile. My God. Oh my goodness. Lord have mercy. It will raise their profile. what you got was a man that made sure that America is playing second fiddle to China. I remember when Clinton went in. Some of you, I don't know how young you were then or how old you were. America was down, but still the number one in the world. And Clinton went in and turned the economy around, streamlined American car production. The company sat down with them and had a meeting, Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, everybody, and said, we must compete with the Japanese. And they did. Cut down fuel consumption, streamline your production, cut down with everything they did. And the economy started growing and booming very, very fast. They maintained their number one status until a black man was voted in America. And everything turned upside down. Today, China is the strongest economy in the world, or the biggest, followed by America. We continue. Boko Haram, Buhari's people, for you, because he's a Fulani man. Do you know he's a Fulani man? Not our water, he's Fulani. He's a Fulani prince. Suspected Fulani militias killed 30 in Suswam's town. These are Buhari's people, the president's kindred. They have come to kill as they know how to. Gunmen suspected to be Fulani militias have on Wednesday morning raided and killed at least 30 persons, mostly women, children, and the aged, in three council wards of Logo, local government area of Benue State. The incumbent governor of Benue State, Gabriel Suswam, is from Anyim, Gombe, Tiv, in Logo, local government area of the state. Some refugees said they fled to Uba, the headquarters of the LGA, and Zakibiam, the neighboring headquarters of Ukum, local government area, adding that the invaders stormed the village at about 5 a.m. One of them, identified as Agema, said the attackers started shooting and we were all running for our lives. Awosa Fulani, the people of Buhari, they are now chasing you about. If you go to any police station, you cannot see an Awosa person there under detention. Only Biafran people. Police. You are feeding Awosa Fulani, Yoruba policemen, through bail money. But you can never see an Awosa person in police custody. Have you ever seen Awosa man in police custody before? They come and they go. With their dagger. They say, Kachipo. But if it's a Biafran, stop there or I shoot you. You people are slaves, but you don't know it. But we are here to remind you. Imiwo, slave. You may be riding your 9-year-old Toyota Camry. Oh, who cares? You're a slave. With four containers at the seaport, you are a slave. That's who you are. Until Biafra comes, that is when you can be free. Khalid Abdul Majid, head of Palestinian Struggle Front, said the Islamic State ISIS has captured the southern part of a main Palestinian refugee camp in the southern part of Damascus. Damascus is an ancient city, for goodness sake. Damascus. Buhari's men are there. ISIS, they have gone in. I pity black people. I pity them. What is going to become of you? I'm telling you. Obama, you could not stop ISIS. You ran away from Afghanistan. You couldn't defeat Taliban. And you think you can defeat Boko Haram? You people are dreaming. In your dreams, I say. In your dreams. Thankfully, we have no... It's Yorubas that will feel it the most. Because they will keep coming with their Sharia to go and rescue the Sharia enthusiasts in Yoruba land. But at least here, there is no population. If they come, just give them Okoracha to take Okoracha with them. Because, you know, if Islam is coming, not if, when the army of Islam starts to come, the Sharia army of Boko Haram and Buhari, they will be looking for their brothers. Well, before they even, we will take Okoracha to them. Lower Benue. We'll take Okoracha to them. And they will leave us alone. This Majid Khalid Abdul said on Wednesday in Damascus that Islamic State militants had advanced into the Yarmouk camp from the nearby district of Hajar at Asawad, located in the south of the camp. Even white people are tired. They don't know how to combine to go and fight this force. Why? Because an Islamist is in power in White House of America. But he's leaving next year. And then a proper president will come in to coordinate the fight against Islam. Or extremist Islam. Some of the issues that worked against Jonathan, according to an Awasa paper. The fantasy of office, they said, his procrastination and the security question. Jonathan is a bumbling, incompetent buffoon. Incompetent to the core. Anybody with common sense will tell you. Once you occupy an executive office, one thing you don't do is to dilly-dally. You should remain resolute and decisive. That is what you're judged on. People are coming to kill your children and they say, oh, we are all Nigerians. Let's love them and hug them. You must be dreaming. You must be dreaming. Jonathan failed because he was carried away by the fantasy of office and assumed some goons didn't like him. He kept saying that there were fifth columnists in his government. The luxury of the office, like Alice in Wonderland, did not allow him to take prompt action. He forgot the limit of time in office. Jonathan thought he was going to be in office forever and ever. I don't know if this is barrister. I do not know if it is barrister. I don't know. Is that the barrister? Yes, barrister, you will wait for me. I am having to interrupt the news, of course, given the complexities of our, should I say, very poor communication in the last few days, to introduce the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlabasiman Mizu, after which we shall continue. Barrister, please proceed.
Barrister, I don't know how to put it. You are doing wickedly. All your predictions, all your assumptions, all your assertions, they have all come to play. People are calling you prophets. They are even suggesting there's not even need calling you director. Because everything you say is magic. Director, you are talking about compulsive listening. No. It is addictive listening. Once you touch Radio Biafra, you never go away again. It's been a long haul. Good evening, Biafra. I've been waiting for director to give instruction. Because when things are said, do this, it is usually the particular happenstance that will come after director has spoken. When he gives instructions, people take it. A lot of people have given you credit, director, and rightly so. Because you hardly can find a man who speaks the way you do. This is Radio Biafra. We are not meant for everybody, only gifted few. Election came, election gone, and very few many more to come ahead. But the ones have gone so far, well done, director, all your predictions were exactly the way you put it without mincing any single word. You said that Buhari will get 2 million over, and that was how it was. 2 million over. You weren't there when the vote was casted, but your predictions were accordingly. You said that Buhari will win. Director, you were not there. Buhari won. Remember my words, 2012. Gulatura fans supposed not even to contest. But the reason why I wanted him to go ahead so that the glory of God will come into manifestation. Director, I tell you, everything is gravitating towards the restoration of Biafra. If good luck was there, or if you like, if good luck was reinstituted, our people from Izon, so-called South, we have problems joining us. Nobody should be dismayed. The Lieutenant Sun is not there. Fine, it's fine, it's fine. That is what we want. If the Lieutenant Sun is there, they will hesitate during our struggle. To quite be on my nose, and I can tell you this, I've always believed in destiny. Anything that happened to around you, that is how Chukwuabiam predicated it. It is not an accident. None of you should ever panic. While Gulogunate should have won, no, he is not meant to win. The time was given to him, he messed it up. Gulogunate had messed up his time. He messed everything up. Not even a single institution was placed in the Afro land. Gulogunate is a disgrace. Wherefore you like it, wherefore you don't like it, we don't matter. In the Afra. He messed things up. Our people always say, "Any shinani ya biri ya cheki apa na fenka ya oja we chemo jose lena." Oma yona shanso. If you want to live alone, always remember the time when you get old. Gulogunate has heavenly opportunities to institute something in Biafra land. Sure, he'll be remembered. He's always wearing his fake hat. He's affording him any grace. Look at him. What would he say? He thought that he thought that tomorrow would be okay. No. Biafra not going to be wise. Because tomorrow's sun may never rise. He thought that tomorrow's sun will rise for him. He did not rise because he's not wise. Be respected only. Every opportunity and advice is given to Gulogunate. He followed all of them. Director said it over and over. Remember, Director, Gulogunate used to be my own. I realized that this guy is fake. I withdrew all my for him.
Yes.
Gulogunate could not even be doing a single bridge for us. He said that we have to contribute 30,000. But he took that Biafran oil and took it to the north and building bridges, building tramways for them, building train service for them. But where he came from, of course, I know he didn't come from Biafran land. Gulogunate is from Bari. He's a cousin of Babangida, first cousin of Babangida. I don't care whatever anybody say. I have a fact. I know. A Biafran man will always look after their own people, regardless. Gulogunate did not do any of this. Why should we see pity? Why should we say, oh, Director, why? What you did? You know, Gulogunate should have won. Win what? The one he was there for 2 goddamn years. What did this man do? He is there as only position of passing through from the other, from level to the other land. All the export importation was increased in the name of Gulogunate. Our people will move containers. And they will pay through their nose in the name of Gulogunate. Our sister was there. Tell her old one. Gulogunate sacked our sister. One of our house, the one who was in immigration, Gulogunate sacked her, surrounding herself with Yoruba. Yoruba, the house has called them Bererebe. That is somebody you can never trust. The Yorubas are not liked by Igbos, not liked by the Hausas. Tomorrow they will punish this Buhari so that their second man will go into be in charge. Your bars are not friend to nobody. And of course, in the midst of all of them, you always find one or two who are very good. Not all of them are bad. I'm not the kind of person who will say everybody is bad. No. You'll find one or two that will be bad among them. Mano Shenika has always shown that he's an exemplary to the rest of the Yorubas. And we cannot criticize him. Because he has always been against the marginalization and marginalization of the African people. Gulogunate is a disgrace, big disgrace for us, and a disgrace for humanity. Now that he's coming home, let me tell you this, Director. Buhari will arrest Gulogunate. One president, one man, having 11 aircraft. But in his own time, football, no guys they put up to his place. Nothing is this for Biafran. Biafran, I'm sorry, it's been a long time. I've not spoken. I have all hearts inside me. You know, Gulogunate is a disgrace. Then nobody calling me and say, oh, Director, why do you do this, Gulogunate? Is Gulogunate waiting? What will he do for you? My people always say, if you cannot make use of 1p, If he has given 20p, you cannot make use of it. This man said almost 66 years. What do you do for us? Our people will come out things from Japan, from everywhere. When it comes to Nigeria, they will overcharge them. In the end, our people go home without anything. Dear friends, we are keeping that, the economy of that shoe. But let me tell you this once again. Buhari has taken over. So that when we go for a struggle, we will not look back. Because the effort is made to be restored. And this is the right time. It's good that Burkina was not even put there. Because if we put there, our own people from the Jordan, south, will say, oh, our brother is there. Let's not attack. Let's not interfere. But the man who knows things and everything, the man that I believe in, director always talk about, I believe in destiny. God's primary destiny is to go up here. Let nobody be afraid or be worried. It is better. Remember, out of every bad thing, you always get goodness in it. Biafran is better than good. Biafran is not there. He could have been a hindrance for our struggle. Now he's not here. Buhari will establish you. And let me tell you this. No Muslim can ever give you a Christian party if you're not a Muslim. Because the first thing they have to do is what Quran says. Buhari, my appeal to you, all is rubbish. You will be Islamized. I'm sure some of you have seen where Boko Haram are chopping people's heads. There is no missing when it comes to Islam. Obama is not declaring himself because you know he's telling you in office is finishing. Telling you he's happy to work with Buhari. I saw some people who were jubilating. Buhari is there. You know some of our people. When they speak, they start dropping up and down. And that's why the Muslims have one thing over and above us. One religion. No matter their quarrels, they go into one particular camp and pray to Allah. Our own, we are decimated and given to different religions. If you're not traveling as nothing, you are Jehovah's Witnesses. You are from Catholic of Islam. You are from CMS. We were, all of us were divided. But now, currently, this present time, your friends are united. Everybody in one particular room. We're all united. Nobody should be afraid of whatever is happening at this current time. Chukwu Abiyawa is in the throne and he is watching what we are doing. You will see. Let nobody be worried in any way. Oh, Buhari is on now. What can we do? Kill all of us? No. Nobody is over and above Chukwu Abiyawa. He knows what is happening. And who is up? Lead all of us through. Director, it looks like as if all have been housing and rotting in my heart has been poured down today.
Yes.
But I give you the opportunity to give on the news. I'm here. But tomorrow is a big goal there.
Please.
This is all of you. The two of you are my guide, all of you. Nobody should be worried. We are here. And director, who is telling them, man? A lot of people have asked him, why not throw this particular control? Why not let us act? He says, all of you should hold on. If he makes any mistake, you guys will turn around and say, hey, you know, you haven't got nothing. Why are you tired? But regardless of all the advices given to him, our own particular man, Radio Joy, Radio Biafra, he says, but it's my message we always tell you, listen to what we have been saying for the past 3-4 years. If you listen to it for 2 weeks, then when you call and give us advice, we will adhere to it. This man you're giving advice, he is legendary. I don't know if anybody could give director to do otherwise. Chukwu Abiyama created this guy and he brought it forth for all of us to listen to him. I remember when John the Baptist was on the way, when he was baptizing Jesus Christ, a dove came straight into the head of Jesus Christ, and Chukwu Abiyama spoke, this is my son, to whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Director is the man. Good evening.
You're very kind, Barrister, and good evening to you. Thank you very much. Please, you will always come back to me on that very line, please, later on this evening. And thank you for that, because people were beginning to get worried, to wonder what happened to the barrister. He's alive, he's well. We have had connectivity issues, which I presume, it appears, we have now resolved. Barrister, you're a very kind man, and also a very good one at that. Thank you very much for that. We must continue. We must conclude our news presentation. Then we open our lines to take your calls. You will advise us. But I must congratulate, I want to say congratulate, he did not quite give an acceptance speech of defeat the way that Jonathan did. But I must say that Dr. Oge Oduzokwe wrote, he wrote to me on WhatsApp saying that the boycott should continue. He has been persuaded that we must boycott everything boycottable. So we are not going to vote on the 11th. They said they won't talk about us. Let us give them something to talk about. Can our people be, how can I put it? Can we, I don't know if they understand this. They said they won't mention Biafra. Asare Dokobo and his group gave a statement mentioning the word Biafra, that Niger Delta, Biafra, we essentially Biafran people. Vanguard removed it and wrote Igbo instead. Now, we want them to write about Biafra. How are we going to do that? If we boycott the elections, they will talk about us by force. And that will be far more better for us than running about. 8 years ago, you voted for Theodore. You said, oh, Theodore is coming. He seemed to be better than Ojo Zokalo. It turned out that Ojo Zokalo was actually, I don't know, a prince. An angel compared to the thieving criminal that is Theodore Oji. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. Must continue. Barrister, thank you very, very much. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure and a delight to have you here. Buhari has spoken. And what did he say? Very soon, Boko Haram will know the strength of our collective will. You started Boko Haram. Buhari, you are the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. Jonathan was too cowardly to bring you in for questioning or to ask the authorities to arrest you. He was a coward. I'm not condemning Buhari. I'm only telling you what came out of his own mouth. Buhari said, I will make the zoo ungovernable. If I lose the elections, blood will flow, and blood freely flowed. Buhari also said, an attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North. So, when did you repent? Assuming you have repented, when did you see the light to repent? I don't know. People write and say, don't get frustrated, but I am an honest human being, so things do get to me, especially when people come out to lie blatantly. It worries me. And I have also discovered that the reason why black people are not here, we're not doing well, is because we are liars. Black people are lying, I don't know. Why we love lying, I do not have a clue. This is a man that everybody knows. Every Dick, Tom, and Harry knows that Buhari is Boko Haram. Boko Haram is Buhari. Today, a terrorist is a president. Only in the zoological republic. The president-elect of the baboons and the monkeys calling themselves Nigerians in the zoological republic of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, today vowed tough action against Boko Haram and pledged reconciliation and inclusive government. In a speech after his dramatic election win, the 72-year-old has put tackling the Islamist militants at the heart of his presidential bid and left no room for doubt as he was presented with a certificate confirming his victory. At least he didn't get a certificate when he went to school, did he? At least now he has one. Buhari did not get a certificate when he went to school. But his brother, Atahiru Jega, has now given one to him. Very sad indeed. Very, very sad. He said Boko Haram is his number one priority because you are your own person's number one priority. Your own self, because you are Boko Haram and Boko Haram is you. Anambra State Governor Willie Obiano and the PDP are trading blames over what transpired during last weekend's elections. The All Progressives Grand Alliance, ABGA, founded by Chief Chukwu Asokode, I hasten to add. Oh, Chukwu Asokode founded ABGA. Some people, we are brazenly lying, taking away the glory from Chukwu Asokode. It was Chukwu Asokode that formed ABGA, that registered it. Chukwu Asokode, for your information. The All Progressives Grand Alliance, ABGA, said it will challenge the National Assembly results declared by the Independent National Electoral Commission at the Elections Petitions Tribunal. Briefing reporters yesterday in Awka, Obiano, represented by the Commissioner for Information, Culture and Tourism Chief Tony Onyema, said the result did not reflect the will of the people. Do you have, you what you have are monkeys and baboons. You don't have people. Who are the people? One without conscience. No, do you know that? Do you know, none of them stood up to say that we commiserate with the families of those that died in the violence. Do you know that? None of them said we remember those that we are victims of election violence. No, they were not. Black people and their wickedness in this region or Rala. That tells you who they are. Black. I will keep hammering you people until you change. You people are wicked and evil. Wickedness and evil. So all of those, even the youth coppers who died, the INEC officials that were killed, policemen killed, nobody actually stood up to say we remember those that were unlawfully killed. Not one single. When I say Anna Lowa, I don't want to come here. People say, oh, don't say that now. You're taking it too far. So all of you that were elected, it never occurred to any of you that people lost their lives in this useless charade of an election. Don't you think they are worthy of mention and the families of those people? The answer is no. I told these idiots, all these political thugs, you will die and nobody will remember you. And today it has happened. Ndiara. Anything we say, of course, comes to pass. They said they will go to the election tribunal. Anambra State said they will go there to fight PDP. Very sad indeed. And Akpabio is saying that PDP will not lose the governorship elections in the state. The chairman of the PDP Governors Forum is Godswill Akpabio. And he's also the Akwa Ibom State Governor. On Wednesday, maintained that the party will not lose any of the states during the... How will you know if you will lose or not? Have you voted? God, they won't lose any of the states. They have already counted the votes. My goodness me. The party lost the presidential election last Saturday to the APC. Speaking with State House correspondent. And for your information, please. You know, in Biafra land, it may not be constitutional, but the people will be educated to try as much as possible not to allow any one party to be in office for more than 12 years. Always change them. To let them understand that they're mortals. Never ever allow any party to be in office for more than 12 years. That is how you get the best out of them. PDP became complacent. They thought they were born to rule. They became arrogant. They became too corrupt and too bloated. They never cared about the people. And they deserve to lose any election they go into. But what is the alternative? Islam. Terrorism. It is not a good time to be a monkey or a baboon in this very zoo called Nigeria. The party lost the presidential election last Saturday to the APC, speaking with State House correspondents after meeting with President Goodluck Jonathan along with other PDP governors. Akpabio commended Jonathan for sacrificing his political ambition for the sake of the zoo, Nigeria. And what is Nigeria? Nigeria was created by white people and not black people. Nigeria was created out of political expediency and what I would call an experimentation in nation building. The interests of the, how can I put them, the communities, or should I say, the countries or the nations that formed this zoo called Nigeria, were never taken into consideration when the white man decided to build this edifice to Satan. The devil, Lucifer, is a Nigerian. That I can tell you too. Ekwensu, Ebakosi, from the zoo, maybe somewhere near Zamfara. I'm sure. Very, very sure. You die off from the sun. Only heat stroke from the sun will kill you off. They said they will not lose the polls because they have already voted. Welcome to the zoo. It doesn't matter anymore how you win. You can kill everybody and win. What America wants to know is that who won? Who did INEC say who won? So the most important person is the INEC chairman. You know that? INEC chairman is the most important man. He decides who wins. They bring in the results. They won't announce it. They'll go to INEC room to fix the result. Jega opened his mouth and said, oh, we are making some corrections to the results that came in. Chineke no nyebere. Hey, DCOG, black people from Africa. Black. My goodness me, DCOG. President Goodluck Jonathan earlier today met behind closed doors with state governors elected on the platform of the PDP. The governors were led into the villa by the chairman of the PDP, Governors Forum Akpabio. Other governors in attendance are Emmanuel Dragan, Delta, Ibrahim, Dan Kwambo, whatever it's called in from Guam. I'm not interested in these idiots. These are criminals and fraudsters with private jets. Why should we talk about them? They're about to take off in the era. APC gets 64 Senate seats and PDP only 45. APC is the controls the presidency. They control the House as well. Sharia all the way. And very, very soon, the new mosque on Douglas Road will be expanded to include everybody. We continue. The zoo's service chiefs, they call them, these are the oversized, bloated men who cannot fit into a cockpit or into even a regular army uniform. On Wednesday, they visited Jonathan a day after he lost his re-election bid. They were led to the closed door session with the president by the National Security Advisor, Colonel Sambo Dasuki. Jonathan is foolish. Your National Security Advisor should be somebody from where you come from. That is the golden rule. National Security Advisor Sambo Dasuki, retired Colonel. The same mistakes Yuronsi made and Dasuki were. You people never learn. Your stupidity is astonishing. History is there to teach you, but you never learn. The service chiefs met at the presidential villa in Abuja. None of them spoke with journalists at the end of the meeting that lasted about an hour. They said goodbye to Jonathan, and Jonathan must have said to them, if you have any money to take abroad, if you give them to me, I will take it for you. Meet me in Namibia, possibly. The thief himself, the arch criminal extraordinaire, the man who turned the art of politics into the art of thievery, the man who perfected fraud that even the wildest expectations of Yoruba fraudsters were exceeded. His name is Bola Ahmed Tinubu. An extraordinary thief. He was saying that the election of Buhari is the zoo's finest moment. When you elect a terrorist, or you rig a terrorist into, because he never won, none of them won anyway. When you rig a terrorist into office, people will say, what sort of thing is that? Two people contested, nobody won. Yes, nobody won. Check it very well. We did not vote in Biafraland and every other place. There was falsification of results, intimidation and violence. Is that how you conduct elections? What you had here, all of a sudden, they don't want to write about Wole Soyinka anymore. What Soyinka said is, no more, nobody takes it seriously. That tells you about the mind of black people, how it works. That is why I say that the mind of a black person, all of you with children, maybe from this night, begin to teach your children to have conscience. Because most of you don't have conscience. And if you allow your children to grow up, they will grow up like black people without conscience. Because black people do not have conscience. That is why they are very poor. Black African people are very, very wicked and without conscience. People died in these elections, nobody mentioned them. That is how wicked people are. Very, very wicked race. No wonder God is punishing all of us. All of us. Pandemonium as fire burns Murtala Mohammed Airport arrival wing. There was confusion at Murtala Mohammed Airport in Lagos on today afternoon when a fire incident that resulted in a heavy smoke engulfed the e-arrival terminal, forcing travelers to scamper for safety. It was learned that the incident disrupted flight activities and triggered panic among passengers as they hurriedly ran out of the international terminal. Firefighters and aviation security officials were immediately deployed to the wing where the incident occurred, as hundreds of passengers and airport workers all gathered outside the terminal, waiting anxiously for the situation to be addressed. Although the cause of the fire and smoke could not be ascertained up until the time of filing this report, the Federal Airport Authority of the Zoo stated that it was quickly traced to some offices at the E-wing of the ground floor of the terminal by a combined team of electrical engineers. In the zoo, electrical engineers? Unugas weekendiara. Electrical who? They have burnt it down because they have eaten all the money. They are afraid somebody might probe them. Because of that, you set fire to it. These are Yoruba people. That's how they work. Do you know who taught them how to burn offices down? Ibrahim Taher. He burnt down Nitel office at Marina Lagos. After eating all the money, he set it alight so he will not be able to trace it to him. Very simple. I was a man, that is. But now Yorubas have joined in. The thing they learn here is criminality and fraud. And that concludes our news presentation and accompanying news summary. Our lines will now be opened. I don't know if Barrister is in a position or in a condition to come back to us. If he is, I will gladly welcome him back. If he is, I will gladly welcome him back to ask for his opinion following our presentation this very evening before we begin to take our calls. Because if our lines are open for 24 hours, our phone will ring every minute of the entire 24 hours. We are live and we are direct on this very day, April Fool's Day, the first day of April. They got me today, you know. Somebody sent something and said, every message on WhatsApp you can see. Did you get a message as well? April Fool's Day. They said, oh, every message you have now on WhatsApp can be seen in the public. Go to this place and search. I went there. Normally it looks like WhatsApp, and they say it's April Fool. Very, very interesting, and I love that. I loved it. Let's go to the line, please. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Good evening. My name is Sidano Sumado, calling from Minnesota.
From Togo, why have you not turned down your system if you're calling us? Why is your system still high if you're calling Radio Biafra?
Okay, I will turn it down. Okay, I'm turning it down.
Why do I need to remind you to turn it down?
I'm turning it down. Please.
They don't listen, do they? They do not listen. Black people, they don't listen. They never, ever listen. If you call Radio Biafra, turn your system off. They don't listen. This UG. Black. No wonder there is no electricity or running water. We can't even obey the simple laws of physics or science. We don't listen. God forbid. The caller on the phone, turn your system down, turn it off, walk away from where you are. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Samuel Ondukwe. I'm calling you from Abra.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I also appreciate you for your efforts. I've bringing Biafra back, because he's not creating Biafra, he's restoring Biafra back. Because that's where we are before the British come and colonize us. So we are not creating it. It is our country. So we have to go back. So also, I want to remind for those that are making comments about defeating Jonathan for election, I want to tell them that they are the one that make Jonathan to lose, because in Biafra land, if they did not come out to clear a witness of relation, that nobody will clear the winner. So because they come out to clear the awareness, that's why they announce Buhari as a winner.
That's correct. Because
if they do listen to your word and they maintain not go out and vote as I did, nobody can be able to declare him as a winner. So as for Eurovans that are trying to put something into the method of Niger Delta, that it is Igbo people that are trying to make Jonathan to lose. Well, their case are so simple, because I was there before the election hold up. I was in Ibadan before the election hold up, and I know how the campaign was going. And I know how they were against Jonathan because of one reason or the other. And I know how they were campaigning against him. So all those things, okay, now consect it. In the whole Biafra land, is there anywhere that Jonathan did not win? Nowhere. But in Lagos State, he did not win. In some places of Yoruba land, he did not win. So saying that, and if the Niger Delta believe them, they are just believing them because of they need them to give them one thing or the other. But I believe that God Almighty will show us a way to overcome all this, and we must march this year and get what we need. In the name of Chukwuebi Diama.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Very, very direct and succinct. Not when you call us, there is the noise on the background welling away as if we are Umar Abuleba. We are educated people. When you hear a simple instruction, you follow it. Turn your system down. Before you speak to us. Very simple instruction, and they are finding it very, very difficult to comprehend or abide by it. And I don't find it funny at all. It's not very good. It's not very good. It doesn't show us. And when you tell me later, I want to volunteer to be a soldier. Simple instruction you cannot follow. Also, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down and speak to us. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Sere Chukwu.
Yes.
From Afwezike area.
Thank you.
The Biafra land.
Thank you.
I want to make the effort for this your comment concern our freedom, Biafra lands.
Yes.
I like your program very well. I don't call before. I called Alan last 3 days ago.
Yes.
So,
go ahead.
So, okay. So I need something like our people waiting for this. I live out of Osun State right now. So if I can tell my people about this thing, they tell me another one, our Yoma. This one, don't talk this one. Don't do campaign. They talk another thing. So the main things where they talk. So we say, okay, come out, come fight now. If they inside room, they talk and they tell them, may the last. Good and the man know work where they do for
us. They know monkeys and baboons. Black people from Africa who cannot reason. Stupid people from Africa. I should come out and fight and abandon Radio Biafra. Come out and start fighting with what? Fight with what? With their head or their hands? Useless people who cannot reason. Anyway, they're black people. What do you expect? Foolish all the time. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. So, what I need now is when you talk to say that, because I know go to school, I go bring this small English, small, more understanding. Hello?
Yes, we are understanding you. Please go ahead. I understand everything you're saying. I prefer what you're saying. Please, I love it. I understand everything. The very little English you're speaking, we understand it perfectly well. Very clear. Barrister, 1 minute, okay, please. I'll be with you. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. So, what I need is start prepare, we prepare for loss. If in the ending of this year, any time, we go do okay for loss. I will like it. I will appreciate it. I don't need me to say, my God, tomorrow. Tomorrow, I will do this work. I like it. Even if I tell my people, today or tomorrow, and they tell them, may join this something. I don't have anything for the place right there. I got the manager, but since last year, I see the even every day, even I don't go buy small gem. I just put fuel every day. If you like, no day, I'll put fuel. I will rest until after it close. I'm trying to go sleep. So right now, I did for Tuesday. Then even at the year, some things where our people, they talk rubbish. They talk this and that. So my wife, there and I want to speak for you.
Thank you. Put her on the phone. Barrister, bear with us. We are coming.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear sister. Please go ahead. Your name, please, is what we need. Your name.
I am from, sir. I'm the wife of the person that just called you now.
Thank you.
So, what you are doing in Lady Biafra, we love you very well. But what my husband is trying to tell you is that from people over here, that we are in your shoe state right now. So he's trying to sensitize the people over here of what is going on, especially those that are not listening to Lodi Biafra, that this is what is going on. But they are not paying attention. Even they started saying that it's me and my husband that we are doing, just only us that are talking about Lodi Biafra, that we don't know what they are saying, that we should go and fight on our side, that it doesn't concern all those things. So we are even saying that if there is a way we can start like family, because there are some other people that are listening to it and are interested in it as well. So if there is a way we can even form it for those that are interested here in Osho, where we are presently.
Yeah. What I need you to do is that you and your husband should go ahead and form a family meeting where you are. Start a family meeting where you are immediately, and then you come back to us. Once you have started.
How do we start?
It's a very simple thing to do. You invite people. You listen to Radio Biafra in a meeting. When you invite them, you say, this is what we are doing. We need to support. We need to come together. And that is all. The same way you start any type of meeting. That's how you do it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. That is the best thing for them to do. You cannot, because the calls are too much. I'm going to the barrister. I don't know if... Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much.
I'm here.
And thank you for waiting. Please go ahead, Barrister. Thank you. Considering the news we have just presented, please, your views and your opinions, if you may.
Thank you, Director. I am once again back into the niche. Director, a very long while, a lot of people have given you advice. First of all, let me take on with our own doctor, Ogede. He tried his very best to convince you that we should cherry pick. But Director is not somebody who can easily be convinced when he is not into convincing. Dr. Ogede finally conceded that to cherry pick here on Radio Biafra is not the best ideal point to follow. And I'm grateful to him. His ideas seemed very welcoming, but when you check the protocols of how we are working on Radio Biafra, it is not visible, and it is not viable for us to follow that particular course. If you say you are not voting on behalf of an election, there is no need for you to start voting for a few people. In the end, when the power to be asked you, did you avoid voting? You said yes, but that negates any particular objective that we are trying to follow as a lead. In the end, he realizes, being a very intelligent man for that matter, be a doctor, medical, in practice, realizing that Biafrans cannot say one thing and do another, not under the watch of director Nnamdi Kanu. Newcomers who see the face who are more enlightened than the others. The reality in this particular matter is this. Biafrans have voted. They will not vote anybody. Whether you are APC, PDP, APD, DAP, are we voting? The answer is no. And that note remains particularly universal. If all of us are in one particular unit saying Biafrans will not vote, so it will be. If we come here and say, all right, let us vote for PDP, APC should be voted out, we have actually incriminated ourselves in this particular struggle. So the best answer to this particular agenda is that we are not voting. Dr. Ogedi Ozokwe, you watch that fine. Because I have directly saying, Dr. Ogedi says, you guys should carry on, no voting. I love that particular appreciation. Because the Afrans spoke in the afternoon, we should not vote. We have to remain fixed like a northern star, of which fixed qualities can never be found in the firmament. And that is where we are. Now, I can't speak too much about what other people say. This election is the paramount and the central issue, what we are discussing on Radio Biafra. Buhari, he won for the zoo, for Yorubas and the Hausas. The Igbos are marginalized. The Biafrans are marginalized. That is our core application to this particular struggle. A friend sent me a text from Asare Dokubo. He is not complying. He's not going back. He's not retreating. My happiness is that everybody, all of us, as far as we're Biafran, we are singing now from the same hymn sheet. As I said earlier, all of us should be happy that we are not divided ever again. It is very good, poignant, that Goodluck Jonathan did not win. If he has ever won, we would have been so ever divided again. But Chukwu Abiyama, being in the throne of his kingdom, says Goodluck Jonathan did not do accordingly. He was placed there to save Biafrans. With Zeke Nnamdi Azikiwe, who messed us, all of us up, brought Jonathan to come and revive, reinstate, and correct all the evil deeds done by Nnamdi Azikiwe. He fell below par. He did not do anything to support or help his people. If you believe he is a Biafran, for me, I still have doubts up to today that he is not a Biafran. So my suggestions and my ideas and my support and my own particular views on this particular incident, this particular election, it is very good, absolutely vital that Buhari has won. Let Buhari and Obama and those who support him to carry on with Nigeria. Nigeria is a contraption. By the way, it has expired. We went to 10 down the street to tender our petition that the Afrans are no longer voting. The Americans are very happy. Well, I wouldn't say American because there was a guy, a Biafran who called director this afternoon. He should be very careful when you criticize Americans. And I thought that particular idea Obama is the one who is talking, not Americans. Americans are civilized people. I'm trying to point it out. Americans are the people who freed us from slavery. They will see reasons. They will see ideas. When we speak here, criticizing all Americans, we are only Obama, who is a Muslim. Ordinary Americans, ordinary British people are good people. Their forefathers and those who came before them are the ones that put us into this situation that we are today. The British people are civilized people. They hate corruption, they hate marginalization, and they hate evil. It's only those who are eating from the zoo. And those who are eating from the zoo will do their best to make sure British people that brought about this contraption called zoo will do their best to make sure that this particular regime is still on. They'll do their best that Nigeria should remain as Nigeria, a place created where everyone can go and steal, kill, maim, and they will not bring them to justice. In the whole wide world, only the zoo is a place where you commit a crime. Nobody will pursue you. Nobody will bring you to justice. Why? Because it's created by the British. But in the whole land, if you kill a dog, you'll be taken to court. But in Nigeria, that zoo, if you kill millions, you are held. You steal money. Come in here and they'll accept you because you are helping British economy. How about our little children? Those who are supposed to be in schools, they are hawking, selling banana here. Because a wicked individual is a wicked individual. What Americans will not accept in their country is what they are wishing for us to accept. But Obama managed to kill Osama bin Laden and buried him in the water where nobody can even prove that yes, he killed a man. Obama could be hiding somewhere. Osama bin Laden could be hiding somewhere, but we are told he was buried in the sea. Are you a witness? Muslims are Muslims. Biafrans. For those who are too stupid non-entities that do not believe that freedom is far more better than buying and selling. Freedom is more better than anything on earth. If you are free, you can pray whatever religion you want to. If you are free, you can do your culture anyhow. But if you are a slave, whatever you do, you always look at your back. If somebody is watching you, I'm fed up here. If Biafra comes tomorrow, I am going home. Biafrans, please have one central mind. Forget about whatever religion you believe in. Just say it, but we are Christians. That was the religion was brought to us. And that was being what has divided us up to today. But please, ignore whatever religion you are into. Believe that you're a Biafran. Believe that we have one value system. From Calabar to Bogoma, Degema, to Izo, to Benue, Lower Benue, I mean, Ikoran, to Apaibo. We are one people. We've been deceived. Evil man did this, evil man did that. No evil man has ever killed his or her neighbor. Because we respect the law of humanity. We respect one another because we have this central political axiom. Live and let live. Dear friends, we love life. We do not like taking the life of another. But the Muslims came inside us, chopping us our heads off. And yet, some of our foolish people believe in them because of money. At the end of the day, we will all die, regardless of how much you make or how much you have. You are the man appointed to oversee what is happening. My happiness is your wisdom is over and above. All of us, including me. You have the view, you have the vision, and you see us through this particular argument to its logical confinement. Good evening to all of you, Director.
Good evening, barrister.
Fix this particular trouble. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and you are very, very kind indeed. Exceptionally kind with your words, and I wholeheartedly accept it very graciously with a huge dose of humility. I accept it graciously with humility, of course. And Chukwu Abiama be praised. We are nothing without the mercy of heaven. That's what I say all the time. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come. Kamhuno to ekekere ligwa no wagisi di anyozi. Bunyanyinu dokwa kamini zozubo. It will not happen. As I said to Chukwu Abiama, if you know you're going to disgrace us, why would you ask us to come in the first place? Why? If what we are doing is not going to work, why did you ask us to come? We came that we may honor his name. We came that every glory may belong to him. We came that heaven and this very earth may bear testimony to the goodness of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We came that his will may be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Somebody tried to admonish me by saying that I should look at what religion has done to African people, that I should try to minimize my influence, I should try to tone down my religiousness, let me put it that way. And my reply to him is that, I've not written it yet, I hope he's listening. My reply to him is a very simple one. What is your name? If you don't know what your name is, I want you to go through the names of the people in your family. By the time you get to the fifth person, you are almost, praising the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Nkechinyene, do you know what that means? I don't think you do. We have goodness amongst us. We have Chukwu Abiama, who is most merciful amongst us. And his words will endure forever and ever because we are his children. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Abro Mumbo Oyangwane from Delta State, Anyocha North Local Government Area.
Thank you. Are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I would like to apologize to the entire country for what happened. And I am here to let me put it the way the Niger Delta put it this evening. I would like to let the entire Niger Delta know that Obama's King Buhari is not all that good, but there was purpose for that. Because last year, when Obama solicited for Buhari, the president, Jonathan, solicited for Obama's support, actually they came to support him. But could you believe that under 10 days that the American soldier came in to look for the so-called Chibok girls, the SSS in this country told the military to claim that they have seen the girls in order to chase the American back. They chicken the American soldiers. So with that, America can do everything to make sure that the so-called president leave the office. So now, the person that is speaking is one of the person that make what we call Tomahawk to belong to America. We refuse to go there to be a citizen when we handed them over the secret Tomahawk pilotless missile that America is gaining today. The whole proofs are intact in our seat, in our place in the Navy. The secret of Tomahawk pilotless missile today belongs to a veteran. And we are waiting for them to come and to compensate us. This is from a family. That is what I want the world to know, that Tomahawk pilotless missile, the secret that elevating it from ground to perform all those magic, belongs to us. America knows that.
Who built it? Hold on. What is the name of the inventor of the science or technology behind the Tomahawk piloting system?
Yes.
Who designed it? What is the name of the person?
The name of the person is Chukwu Elokilolo Uyawane.
Where is he based? Where did he develop this very beautiful technology? Where, in America or back here in Biafra land? I want to know.
Definitely, it is not in America. The America now put it the way it is. What I'm talking about is the power, the secret, how it's leading ground. We have our own copy as crude, and it's here with us that can perform the same thing. So America now use their high technology to mold it and put it the way it is. So what I'm saying in the essence now is that the American government, this thing that I'm saying was given to them. That is why I'm crying about President Richard Nixon today. Because we gave it to him, then he now gave it to the Convoy Division of General Dynamic Corporation of the United States for mass production of fleets. The whole document, every proof are intact as I'm talking to
you. Do you have it? Do you have those proofs?
Every proof are intact.
Then, hold on. If I send somebody to come and meet you tomorrow to have sight of those proofs in your possession, will you make it available to Radio Biafra?
Wonderful. Yes.
Do we have people who can still build that very Tomahawk cruise missile now? Maybe not with the sophistry of the Americans' weapons development system, but no matter how crude it is, can we build something of that sort now? Is it possible?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying that we can design the same system that can deliver a payload many vast distances away from Biafra land? Is that what you're saying? That we can fire it and it will hit Sokoto? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That is what I'm saying.
Okay. That's fine. Please go ahead. Say what you're saying. I don't want to interrupt you anymore. Go ahead.
All right. So now the American government, since, first of all, after this invention, the American government asked President Jimmy Carter to come in March 1978, which he met President Obasanjo. Before then, my father went to Dodan Barrack to see President Obasanjo. But he refused in before God and man. All this published. Nigerian government are covering it. But Americans are warning them till tomorrow. They are warning them till tomorrow. So after, when President Jimmy Carter visited Nigeria, he asked about what I am telling you now. Though he did not mention the specific family, then he left and told him that they are coming to compensate us, but due to an independent country, that they want them to see to this matter, to see the family and leave them a little. Still, Obasanjo didn't do anything. He handed over to Shagari. Shagari didn't do anything before Muhammadu Buhari overthrew
he overthrew because of this same matter. Then Harry himself overthrew. He was trying to work towards this. I'm not supporting him, but we know everything that is happening in this country. He was trying to work towards this matter when Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida also overthrew him, sense of overthrowing in order to keep us quiet. But the thing, and the Americans know the family, they say that they have not come to compensate us. So Badamasi Babangida overthrew Buhari, who is now in charge of the government today, according to Nigerian Independent Electoral Commission. Then, still, we are still telling them, writing, and sending even to the whole state, then in Bender State and in Lagos. Anything that happened, because we have our own transmitter linked directly with this. Hey, I'm saying it. We have transmitter since 1966, and we are using it to communicate like this handset we are talking, we are using today. Since 1968, we started communicating with the United States government. So now, when finished his own work and handed over to Abacha, before that man, Abacha is the only person that does close to this very matter. Obasanjo and his friends killed him. And now look at the family and say that this family is too poor. Let us uplift them a little before he invites the American government to come and pay us. Then he launched family support program. His wife and family are alive today. Abacha, his wife and family are alive today. They are my witness. The wife now launched family support program in order to this family before they invite the American government to come and settle us. So the Voice of Nigeria interviewed Abacha's wife. Which family is this? Is it Amroba family or Curtis family? The woman told him that family belongs to Nigeria.
My brother, listen very carefully. Hold on. Are you listening to me? Hello, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Can we develop the technologies at the disposal of your family? That's what I want to know, because IPOB will fund it. I don't know why you're going to America. We are IPOB, we are all over the world. We are not rich, but there is nothing we cannot do. Do you have people who can develop this very technology? That's what I mean.
I will be sincere with you now because I'm on air and the whole world is listening. The agreement with the... Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I said that I will be sincere with you, because the whole world is listening. Agreement with the American government say that we are not going to give it to any of government.
But this is your country, Biafra. This is your country, Biafra. Do you want to save your country or not? That's what I want to ask you. Live on air, and the world is listening. And I don't give a damn who is listening. Are you prepared to give this technology to your country to save us from Islam or not? That's what I want to know from you.
We are prepared.
Simple. Then no more discussion. I'm going to call you after this program. We will not discuss it again on air. That's all. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's what I want to know. I said that Chukwu Abiyama will bring the right people at the right time. We will manufacture 60% of our weapons here. Those of you asking us to march, we are not there yet. Oh my God. I feel sorry for the zoo. If we can perfect a locally made delivery system, the zoo is finished. And I said we'll destroy this place. Unless they give us Biafra. God in heaven is my witness. Do you know why I say things in the open? So that when I do it, I'll refer you back to this program. I'll say, remember, I told you so. That's why I have to say things in public. We will burn this place down. if you like, put Lucifer at Asorok. Ndiye manyaro, they have dealt with us. When you look at an average Igbo man today, the person looks like a beggar. Do you see an Igbo man when an Awasa boy says, clear and pack very well, clear very well, pack. Give me your papers, inside light, outside light. Oil light, every light you can think of. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Not paying attention, very, very typical. They don't listen to instructions. We test them sometimes. If you behave like this and eventually you come through, you say, oh, I want to join the army, I'll tell you to go to hell. You don't follow simple instruction. How can you join the army of Biafra? Do you know what it means to join the army of Biafra? Many, in fact, few are called, even fewer people are chosen. You must obey instruction. Once you hear my voice over your phone, not the radio, you move away from where you are or you turn your system off so we can hear properly. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ibewike Jude Chukwu alias Akiara.
You are a very lucky man. You always get through. How do you make that possible? People call us for 6 months. They can't get through.
Because I wear the shoes.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, you see what is happening. There was an argument that was going on in the morning about whether we are going to totally boycott the election or to ask people to vote for somebody. Director, I want to give you a piece of advice. You see, when Jesus Christ was hungry, Satan came and tempted him and asked him, if you know that you are the Jesus Christ, turn this stone to be food, to be bread. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if you allow these psychophants to come and deceive you, if you ask any Igbo man to go out and vote for this person or the other person, you have failed. Because what we are talking is about totally Biafra. We are not going to vote for anybody, because the initial arrangement with Wazirike was that we are going to boycott all the elections in 2003. But at the end, Wazirike deviated from the initial arrangement and went to Plakot to bring you white men to print a very big identity card to hang on their neck. And we're taking them around the band, telling people that this is the delegates from United Nations. So immediately you ask anybody to go and support this person because you don't want to reach us across to really Imo State. You have failed. Because I am warning you, hold your ear. They will send all those people that you think that you will trust from diaspora to come and ask you to support this person or the other thing. So what I'm trying to advise is that we are totally going to boycott all the election, whether our mother or our father is going to win or not going to win. What we are talking is Biafra. So my brother, you see, as a film, be careful, hold your ear, because I know that they are going to use their useless sense and all their useless intelligence to come and tempt you. But I know that Chukwu Abiam Obasanjo is going to guide you, because I'm with you and the Lord is with you. I want you to be at where you are, because the Lord is with you. Biafra is at your hand. You are Ojukwu reincarnation. And nobody on this earth can... I can hear some people asking, where Biafra Radio? Why can't we know where Biafra Radio is? why are you asking where Biafra Radio is? Are you not hearing what Biafra Radio is saying? Then why do you want to know where the radio is?
Ndiyoshi. Criminals.
Ndiyoshi Ndama. Don't mind them. We are going to... Anytime you give us the ahead order, if anybody makes spam, we are going to kill the person, kill the children, kill the mother, kill the father, burn the house, because that is their evil man. They are wicked. Indeed, but the wicked, though. Make I just tell you. So, my brother, we are waiting for the last week, as I usually said. So, my advice again is, I want you to try to organize a committee, because I have read about Mahatma Gandhi of India. I've read about Cuba, Fidel Castro of Cuba. I have read about Lenin. And I have read about, because I'm involved by the great Nayuku or the Megojuku. So, struggle is me. And Biafra is me. Biafra is my blood. Biafra is my life. Biafra is my hope. So, don't allow all these psychophants, evil people, very wicked people, who had the power too much. They will deceive you and tell you, we support this guy, waiting that they're calling him name, Ihan Acho, Captain Ihan Acho, support Okorocha, support this person. Immediately you mention it.
It's over. Nnamdi. We are finished.
No comma. Lanya, you can, and I may have a son alabarakaraya.
Yes.
You have stand on your feet, because you said that we are going to boycott the election, and we are going to boycott the election is that we are going to boycott the election. Whether Rochas we know or Rochas, because if Rochas try to disrupt the struggle of Ndibo, the struggle of Ndibo, we are going to tell Rochas that you are nothing, and we are going to bring him down, because the material is here.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. I accept everything you have said. In total, when I hear a good advice, I know one. But I never, ever intended to go for any election and vote. I love debating. I don't know if you've noticed. I want to hear the views and opinions of people. I love it. That is why at heart I am a Democrat. I love democracy. Only when Biafra comes. But for now, it is command and control, please. Command and control. There is something very, very critical that I have to do right now, this very minute. It is unusual of us to try to take a break when we are broadcasting, but I have to do something right now, this very minute. This very second, this very minute, you must try and bear with me. I will take a break very, very briefly, a very brief break, and we'll be back. I need to do something very, very important of national importance to Biafra emergence as a free, independent nation. You must bear with me, please. Do not adjust your dial. Do not go away. This is Radio Biafra. I said I'll be back in a few seconds. Please don't go away.
Trumpets pealing the glorious song.
shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Welcome back, wonderful people. I told you I wasn't going to spend a lot of time, and we have come back, and we are doing this very work. There was something very important I had to do, and I have done it, and everything is in order. Everything is in order. We are Biafran people. We are Biafrans. We must reason like one. We are fighting against enemies with infinite powers and ability. I personally love Americans. What I don't love is a black man as the president of America, a black man who doesn't reason properly. That is what I'm against. I say it openly. What has he done for you? Absolutely nothing. The same question I asked Jonathan. I don't vote for people because they are black. I vote for you based on the content of your policy. How will your policy affect me? That is what matters. That is why the law is blind. Do you know why when they put up the statue of that woman, they blindfold her? Justice is blind. It is wherever, right? It is a question of weighing it on a scale, right and wrong. And then you err on the side of what is right. We are Biafrans. Don't expect us to take chances or to put the lives of our people at risk. We won't allow that to happen. That's what I've just had to do now. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is relentless. By the time we finish with the zoo, by the time we are done, you will know that you'll be asking, who is this their God, for goodness sake? You will tell them it's Chukwu Abiama. They will say, but who is Chukwu Abiama? You tell them it's the God, creation itself. Okay. Some of you are afraid. You know, Jonathan, say you're Biafrans and you're cowards. When you are in the election, you are cowards. I don't need you around me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, the director.
Thank you very much. One number. Egade, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Chibike Wosu,
and where are you calling from, if I may ask?
I'm calling from Obunike.
Obunike, thank you very much. A very beautiful name, Obunike. Thank you. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm
so grateful to, you know, since almost a week, 2 weeks now, I've been listening to Radio Biafra. I'm very, very happy. Even when I go outside, I try to convince people. I've let a lot of people, thousands of people, to know about this radio. And they are enjoying it, and they are very grateful. Babe, I don't make it. That's even I got the right number.
You say?
I think that I got the right number. I will convince a lot of people.
You say?
There is one thing I'm totally confused. I want to ask you a question about that. I want to let you know about that.
Go ahead.
Today, I discovered something at Fager. At Fege, Onitsha.
Yes.
There's one street at Fege, the street. I found soldiers. They are constructing that was street with their equipment, everything. I was very surprised. I have never seen, since my life, I have never witnessed any contract given to the road contract given to Nigeria soldiers. So I have never seen that. But I was surprised. As was a lot of people will tell you that. I was surprised. So I want to know this type of thing. I've never seen this type of thing happening before. So that is the information I want to let you know.
Thank you very much. And there is an international conspiracy against us. The reason why they prevailed before was because there was no Radio Biafra or anything resembling Radio Biafra. But now that we have come, they are not going to win anymore. I don't want you to be afraid. We have taken precaution and steps not to repeat the mistakes of the past. Understand that very well. That's why we went to school. We went to school to understand why our fathers failed between 67 to 70. And we vowed never to repeat the same mistakes. We cannot afford to lose. I want somebody to please tell me, if you are doubting the success of our boycott, did you see CNN, Al Jazeera, or BBC anywhere in Biafra land? Anybody? Our national in the UAE is asking us this question. If you saw any BBC report or CNN or Al Jazeera report from Biafra land, please tell me. But they were in Yoruba land. They were in Hausa Fulani lands. They never came here. Did they? The answer is no. Why? Because once they come here, they will see that people did not come out to vote. And they will ask them from headquarters, why are there so few people out? They will say, because Biafrans are boycotting it. From the day we announced on Radio Biafra that we are boycotting it, all the major news networks decided to boycott Biafra land. There is something that they are afraid of when it comes to Biafra. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. I hasten to add. Extremely sad. This is Radio Biafra. We have done the needful. People shouldn't panic needlessly. We have brains and we use it. And we use it. Chukwa Biama is here. I'm telling you. They'll be coming out 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. Once this very team is assembled and complete, we commence our work. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Umade Kosunfo. I'm coming from Aba. I'm from Nemi Bishai.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello, Director. I want to thank you once again for your good work. And also, I want to make a contribution about this next election. I would advise that we should attack all INEC offices.
Don't discuss that. Hold on. Don't discuss that with us on the air. If you have anything important or sensitive to report, please do so off air. How can you be giving us a strategy live on air? Everybody's listening. You're telling us we are to attack and we are not to attack. No, please don't do that. It's not proper. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me or they heard me, but they ran away. The devil, once they see us, they run away. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are, and I will recommend very strongly that you turn your system down or you turn it off, please. It's interfering. You are not paying attention. You are not qualified to be part of the army of Biafra because you don't follow instructions. If you hear my voice on your phone, not on the radio, because it takes time to come through on your radio. If you hear my voice on the phone, walk away from your radio or turn it off.
No.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. God bless you.
And you too. Your name, please, and where you are?
Bishop Emmanuel.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
And from Bitoli.
From Bitoli. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Amekelegi so much.
Thank you.
And we're moving to Chineke nke Abraham, Chineke nke Isaac, Chineke nke Jacob.
Ise. Magi onwe gi, ise. Ise.
Na. Awon Biafra Amis. Then be another one about Sarah Biafra. Then we hope it for too much. Then we hope it for too much. And then we be a chapter. I don't mother of an okay, Biafra. Then we DP. Then we have DP. DP is under this year. Nnukwu aga hospital chineke echiche maka ahụhụ ahụ mana obi dị motogbu abụ ịwụ anya ndị igbo dị ahụ ụzọ ugbua ọnwụ ihe m na-achọ ikwu ọ ga-abụ ihe nzuzo m ga-esere ya na webụsaịtị gwa gị ihe nke ime n'oge Biafra n'oge ugbua ihe Biafra anyị aka maka wụ aga m enye aka aka ahụ ga-enye onwe n'ibọjị onwe nwoke onwe mgbe ọbụla nwazụkwa ga-eru enyi Biafra ahụ a na-ekwukwa before God Amen ọ Chineke nke Abraham Isaac na Jacob ka ndị na-ekwukwa mgbe o ruru mgbe a na-ese ndị gị ya chọrọ ka ndị mmadụ na ya.
Don't send anything to me. I will call you. I have taken down your number as a priority and I will call you. Don't send anything to me. I am going to contact you. Don't send anything via email, please, or text message. I will contact you. The enemies are watching and we must be very, very careful. We are changing. We are overhauling all our communication protocols and systems. I will contact you. You don't have to contact me. I will contact you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Don't speak any this night is a night of revelation. People are coming with the various skills and talents. They are coming. My goodness me. They are coming because Chukwuebem is sending them this way. Do you want to save your country? Go and listen to Radio Biafra. If you listen to Radio Biafra and you survive it, you absorb the painful truth. That goes to show you are a child of heaven. And also, my dear brother, what's his name again? Is Njoko. Njoko is saying that people are listening across Igwocha and its environs. People are listening to us. They are listening immensely. They are listening. And why are they listening, I ask? Why are they listening, I ask you? Because we are preaching the truth. There is a listening post somewhere. Somebody gathered them together. Somebody gathered them together in Igwocha. Njoko did so. And they said that our brothers in the South, or Niger Delta as they call them, people are going crazy over Radio Biafra. They're getting us on 88.0. Port Harcourt is on fire this night. They can't believe it. Not the friend. We are one people. Awasa has been playing us Ojoro. They told Niger Delta, Igbo man is your problem. They came to Igbo man, they said, oh, don't go to them or they'll betray you again the way they betrayed you before. The same people. Chineke nekuli hojo. The same person. Ofutueba. Ona afiatu wabankiti. When they come to you from Niger Delta and say to you, an Igbo man is your problem, please tell them who, ask them who bombed Dodi. Who sent troops to worry, to kill people? Who are the ones taking the oil? 96% of all the oil blocks is our Safulani with their Yoruba friends. How many billionaires do you have in Niger Delta? How many are there in Kano alone? who made it possible when you go to the riverine areas, there is no development. Oil has choked our crops to death in the fields. People are not being paid compensation, no employment, no electricity. There is poverty and want everywhere. Who is responsible? You will find out is Hausa Fulani with Yoruba. If they love Niger Delta, why did they not vote for Jonathan to complete his second term? Because they never loved you. And they never will. There is only one way they can keep taking this oil without paying for it. Is by dividing Southeast and South-South. Do you know who taught them how to do this? It was the white man. Although Nnamdi Azikiwe did not help. But the white man taught them. They set up what was called a minority commission. The British bias against Biafra didn't start from today. After Lugard described Biafran people as the great people, they said, do you know what we're going to do? We are going to plunge them into darkness. We will erase their history. I remember being very young and asking my teacher in school about the history of our people. And they said, there is a popular saying that Igbos don't have any history. And that is a lie. It's because the white man does not want you to understand your history. Because if you don't know where you're coming from, how can you know where you're going to? So if they deny you access to your history, which is one day there was a truck pusher that rang me and said, why are you teaching us about our history all the time? We want action. How many years have we been on air? BBC has been going for nearly 90 years. And they're still there. You want us to close down and carry guns and be running around all over the place. And then how do we gather our people together? If not for Radio Biafra, will you be talking to me now, giving me advice? If not for Radio Biafra, we will be starting a new family in Osun State. People don't understand the meaning of communication. That was why Yoruba colonized you mentally. Yoruba went into Niger Delta people's mind and they were like a disease. They took over every inch of the brain of Niger Delta. Yoruba went into the brain of somebody from Niger, took over their brain bit by bit. Every cell, Yoruba entered inside it, using their media to plant rubbish. The word, Bendeliwo, who developed it? Yoruba. Delta Igbo, Yoruba. Niger Delta, Igbo, whatever it's called, is Yoruba. The reason why they will keep giving you a different name apart from Biafra, and what is paining me, what is driving me mad is that the word Biafra was brought back to life by an Ijoman. That is what is driving me mad. It was not an Igbo man that brought the word Biafra back. It was an Ijoman. Oh my God. Chief Opigo, the former, the erstwhile principal of Okreka Grammar School. He was a learned man. He was the one that told Ojukwu that our name is Biafra. Because Ojukwu was thinking, what are we going to call this new nation? It's not Igbo now because not everybody is Igbo. But this man came and explained to Ojukwu who we are. Gave Ojukwu a history of Biafra. He was an Ijo man, Ijo. Izon. Oh my God. Now the same Ijo people are saying they are not from Biafra. That is what is driving me insane. I can't get my head around it. An Ijo man that is educated, when the world was blind, told us our history. The history of Biafra was not narrated by an Igbo man. It was an Ijo man that educated us about the meaning of Biafra, who we are. Ijo man. And then you have Ijo people saying they're not from Biafra. Why? Because a Yoruba man convinced you, lied to you, and you believed it. They gave you abandoned property. Do you know why they gave it to you? So that we will be fighting every day. We will be fighting every day, hating each other. Because some of you, we are trained with money from stolen properties. It goes to the notion. And some Ikwere people will be shy to come out and say I'm Ikwere because they were trained on money from stolen property. You can understand. So the way to mitigate the guilt, you know, that would be very guilty to say, oh, I'm sorry, my father stole property that doesn't belong to him. Instead of them to come out and say, let bygone be bygone. In the new Biafra, we are going to build beautiful houses. Nobody will be homeless. We want to do something that the whole world will be very, very proud of. Nobody will be homeless in Biafra. And all these ugly houses, built with cement and block, they are too ugly. I'm telling you, I struggle to find a beautiful house. We are going to knock everything down and rebuild it to a particular specification using burnt bricks to build it and stones. Do you know what burnt brick does? It stops the heat from getting into the house. We will use a new design that was perfected in Zimbabwe. We are going to use the same principle that honey, you know, bees, they use to build their honeycombs. They use natural air conditioning units so that they maintain a specific temperature. If bees can do it, so can we. And so does termites as well. That technology now exists in Zimbabwe, where this very building, it doesn't have any electric air condition, but there is air circulating all the time, and it is cool. That is how we build our houses. So, if of course, there will be lights 24/7, but you do not want to see light, where you live in will be very, very cool. If you use burnt bricks with what is called if you lay the first set of bricks outside, you lay another one with a hole in between it. Oh my God, I've forgotten what it's called. I've forgotten it. If you build it that way, there'll be no heat coming in. The first brick outside will repel the heat or hold it. Anyone that manages to come in will be trapped in the space between the first line of bricks and the second one. That way, you maintain a semblance of cool house with its cool heads to enable you to think. People that come from hot weather hardly ever reason properly. Why? Because you need a cool head to be able to think. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. I wonder if they can hear me. No, they cannot hear me. Sometimes the network here is atrocious. Simply atrocious and wretchedly unacceptable. Our sister is trying to get through to me, Irebu, from London to announce their meeting on Saturday. I don't know where this meeting is holding for the London family on, I don't know if it's North London or South London, on Saturday. If you tell me, I'll be able to announce it, my dear sister. The lines are clogged up. The lines are jammed. There is nowhere to get through. And also, we are meeting in the UAE. I believe it's in Dubai, please. You have a meeting. When is this meeting? It's on the 3rd. On Friday, the 3rd of April, there is a meeting coming up in the UAE. I'm sure it is at the place where you meet normally, please. It is at the place where you meet. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you, Director. My name is Madak. I'm the one that called before.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to talk about Egala people. You know, we have to reach those people quickly because that's where I come from. I came before this election, man.
Oh, my goodness, man. What type of network is this? I told you that we are our sister. The person that gave birth to Igala people is the daughter of Nri. I'm sure you know that, the first daughter. She was married into Igala. So Igala are our people. They are Biafrans. I hope you know that. And our brother was calling to let us understand. We are not living Igala people. We didn't say that. I've been there. I have been, so I can tell you that. They are with us. They have an army as well. They are coming with us. They will march with us. Don't worry about that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm calling from my name. My name is Chinedu.
Chinedu, what is your father's name? Your father? Mologe. That is better. When we ask your name, you give us your name and your father's name, please. It's important. Thank you, Chinedu, and go ahead.
I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to say something based on what happened to our brother, Goodluck Jonathan.
Go ahead and say something if you have it. Go ahead.
Something that will unify us and our brothers. Because, you know, what goes our land comes our land. So, during the, because this thing that happened today is what will give us all the mighty citizens. But our brothers couldn't see it. You understand? So, but I believe that this thing that does happen now is what that will unite us and them. Because Yellow Bass and the Hausa have been the problem. You know, they are using divide and rule policy to make us to hate each other. You understand?
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is that this thing should serve as an eye opener. Because I remember Abeka Bello and the King Solowiwa, where are they today? Because I believe that Yellow Bass and Hausa never loved Jonathan. He's busy building many things for them. Negating the Biafran land. Nigeria is not Biafran property. Nigeria is Biafran property. But the way he abandoned the whole Biafran land, thinking that the Hausa will still vote for him. So, Nigeria stands today now, President will never emerge from Eastern Nigeria anymore.
Never.
President
forever and ever. Forever and ever.
After now, Buhari. If the power will go to southwest, after that the power will go to northeast. After northeast, another power will go to other southeast. After that, the military will stay the queue. That was the deal Bruce Shagari and Alex Okeme, Kenner, to prevent Alex Okeme from becoming president. That's why Buhari stayed the queue. At the area, our leaders start thinking. About the issue of Biafra, the better for them. But I want to say thank you. I believe that we are the OGP of our time, because this thing is what OGP saw. But the man that is here couldn't believe him.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And also, Okurum, sound best, Okurum, thank you very much. You said we should re-announce our inquiry line, and it is 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. That is the number to call our inquiry line, please. People are being converted to this very gospel all over at a very alarming rate. I don't know if we can handle the number of people who are coming to us. My goodness me. I need the Directorate of State. I need about three of you back in Biafra land here with me. And I want one on any back. I need him back here as quickly as possible. There is so much work to be done. There is work to be done. Oh my goodness me. Oh no, Karerakare. It's too much work. I'm telling you. Too much work. I need members of the Directorate of State to come back here with me to do this very work on the ground. There is too much work to be done. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwa Biama in heaven is watching because he is God and nobody else. We are here and will continue to be until Biafra comes and beyond. The caller on the good evening, your name and where you are.
Yeah, I am Mr. Aloysius Chigozie Mkwacha.
And where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Onitsha.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very much interested in what is happening. it's like you people have resurrected a lot of us that are dead. But through the power of Almighty God, we are going to see to the end of this verse, and victory is ours.
Please,
please, I'm a very good educator and writer. Although I'm a graduate up to master's level, but I have no certificate because I am a victim of academic fraud. So, but I can write. I can edit. So I'm interested in the journalism. Anytime, anywhere, I'll come.
Wonderful. I have taken your number down. I have taken it down. And somebody will contact you. The actual recruitment will be calling our journalist starting. What is today? Today is Wednesday, Thursday. On Friday, the recruitment starts. On Friday, we start our official recruitment. Yes, Friday of this week, yes.
So how can I just, I want whatever it is.
Somebody, I have your number here. Your number ends in 2998. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2998.
That is correct, yes. So we have your number. Don't worry about that. Aloysius, I will just write on Quarter.
Yes, I'm a writer, yeah.
Quarter. Somebody is going to contact you on Friday, and then you will be part of us. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes people say, oh, but the zoo can send in somebody to pretend. We are led by the spirit. I'm telling you, if I hear the voice of somebody who is fake, I know. If I hear genuine people, I also know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
I'm Tukunoyeram Matuku.
Thank you very much. Please proceed.
I'm calling from Abba, Adesta, Japan Land.
Thank you very much.
I must appreciate you and thank you for the good work you're doing.
You are very kind.
Sometimes I send several texts. I don't know where
it is. My dear, I will not lie to you. The text message that too much. I have not even. As we are trying to clear some, many more are coming. They are coming in so much. It is. It is way too much.
That's true. Sometimes a guy from Dakar, Senegal, called and was talking about. He was furious. He was angry. You know, I said that day that it was infantile and inexperienced as in regards to what we are pursuing now. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, you talk about journalism sometime. I think by His grace, I can fit in to do the work. And even intelligence work, I can as well do that. So, may God help you and strengthen you in this thing you are doing. In fact, I can tell you the truth. All the Japanese, all the Igbos, whether those who are supporting or not, I can tell you and assure you that every one of us, we are fully in support of what we are doing now. So continue. May the God Almighty increase your strength and give you more grace and more strength and more wisdom to accomplish this task.
God bless you, sir. And may Chukwu Abiama also be your God. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. The reason why we say Chukwu Abiama and God in the same sense is to, you know, our children who don't understand, that they may understand. That is all. That they may understand that Chukwu Abiama is the name that their father and their father's father call God in heaven. And anytime you pray and say Chukwu Abiama, anything you ask for is done. Do you want to experiment with me? Do you want to bet? I don't bet anyway. But do you want to experiment? Ask for something, not something frivolous. Oh, I want Homa Jeep. No. Ask for something sensible. Pray and ask for something sensible. Say, I ask all of this in the name of Chukwu Abiama. You see what will happen to you. I'm telling you the truth. Did I tell you? I've told this story many times. I'm never tired of saying it. Or telling it. Somebody wrote to me anonymously and was laughing and said, at last you people got the key. And I said, what is the key? He said, it is Chukwu Abiama. And I never heard from him again till today. And that was it. He said, so now you understand discovering Chukwu Abiama is pivotal to the coming of Biafra, because without it, Biafra will never come. Never. You almost don't know me. He's going to put on because you don't know him. You need to come close to understand who he is. That this land belongs to him. If he wants you to come in, you come in. If you don't, if not, you won't get. And that's okay. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Heaven is also watching. Heaven is listening and protecting and guiding us. And this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, my director.
My dear brother, good evening. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, my name is Pascal Ofebu. I am from Ijaba, LGA, from Imo State. But right now, I'm calling from Mpo.
Mpo, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my director, I'm very happy and keeping patiently listening to Radio Biafra. I see that, I'm noticing that Biafrans are coming together in various walks of life to see that this acquisition of Biafra comes to a reality. In fact, I'm totally happy. I would like to talk a little more about our brother, Goodluck Jonathan. It pains me the more when I get to realize that Goodluck is out of play. Because what Ibu Abe says is that Ujijinan Hanun the model, Nesu Ozu Anapuna, Nanana. Goodluck did not heed to advice, even when President Obasanjo, the master planner that took him to power, came and said that Goodluck is going to run only for one term. They had a plan then that after the four years in office, then Goodluck will call for a sovereign national conference. And they had an agreement that on that sovereign national conference, they should talk on how to dissolute this country. The Goodluck went and called for a national conference and said that the beauty of Nigeria, they will not go and discuss about that. So my brother, Goodluck has every opportunity to better the life of Biafra, but he never did so until this last time. So I would urge you, my director, to keep on keeping on. I'm added later to Radio Biafra. I listen to live broadcasts and repeat broadcasts day in and day out, and I actually know that their fans are coming together. And thank you very much for reminding us, educating us, Biafran, and taking us back to our root. Thank you very much, my director.
And thank you, my dear brother. And on that very note, a very fine one for that matter, this has been a very electrifying and very compelling edition of Radio Biafra, because of the quality and caliber of people that rang this evening. And it's only by divine providence, because many calls are coming in. We just pick the ones that we can. If these people can get through, I wonder those who cannot get through. But one thing is certain, we are uniting all of you as one family. Indivisible. That is the key thing. Indivisible. The idiots in China, now you can understand, don't you? Those in Norway have come to their senses and they have been forgiven. There's no problem. Can you now understand it? What we've been trying to do? There are some things that some of you do not understand because the time hasn't come. When the time comes, Chukwu Abiama, this is his project, he's got people everywhere to do this very work. When the time comes, he's just going to bring them out. Do your own and leave his own for him. And keep your hands very clean, your conscience very clear. You must be without fear in the face of your enemies. You must speak the truth regardless of who is getting upset. It could be the Pope, it could be Obama, it doesn't matter. What you're saying, is it the truth? You must also understand that there are those who are helpless. We are fighting for them. Our children, that they may be free. Those who right now do not have a home to sleep in. Those picking food from rubbish bin. It is your responsibility to create an enabling environment to elevate and to remove them from poverty, chronic deprivation, hunger, and disease. That is your responsibility. You must do no wrong that Chukwuabiam may love thee. And also, you must recognize and acknowledge that Chukwuabiam is God. Very, very important that you do so. And once you have done all of these things, you can then be called a child of God. And then, we then admit you into our family. We call it a family because Honorable Benwa Negwesinye was. I asked people in Owerri, why are you voting for PDP? This grown-up man looked at me and said, but Jonathan is our brother. I said to him, but he promised second Niger Bridge, he didn't deliver. He said, that is true. But he is our brother. Oh my goodness me. I felt so emotional. You could have seen this man's face. He's an Igbo man from Owerri. He doesn't know Jonathan. Jonathan never appointed anybody from his village. What are these people? He said, everybody, if they had the choice, will vote for Jonathan because he is our brother. So despite everything Awosa Fulani did, in spite of everything that Yoruba did using their media to brainwash your own flesh and blood, the same blood, that you are not one. You know, they say blood is thicker than water. Once our brother was running and it was Jonathan, that thing was inside us naturally. You must vote for your own. And we did. Those that went to the polls, that is. Had everybody stayed at home, Jonathan by now would have still been the president. We are learned. Anything we ask you to do, just do it and watch what is going to happen. Biafra is coming and this year we march. And that is why to us, Anyana Heji Biafra Egwu Egwu Egwu. We don't mess about with Biafra. Be it in the morning, 5 a.m., you call me to come and broadcast. I must tidy up as if I'm going to work. You don't know that, do you? That is why to us, Biafra is not a country. It is not even a nation. Biafra is not even a collection of people. Biafra is something more than all of these things put together. Biafra is a religion. Religion. That you only go to worship in truth and honesty. Anything else, you are asking for trouble. You will fail. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwuabiama is God. And he is going to keep each and every one of you, sustain you, give you good health, answer all your prayers if you do so in truth and honesty, and of course being very reasonable about it. Chukwuabiama will preserve all of you and your families and keep you. But above all, Chukwuabiama will bless Biafra. I thank all of you very much for listening. In the morning, I'll be back here. But for now, from me, from here, it is good evening. Through the crucible.
last victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra, we shall always reign.